Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is an avenue for heaven-bound podcast. Jumpstart number 2476, first written November 27, 2019. Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. We're focusing upon thankfulness. Thanksgiving is nearly upon us. There'll be turkey, laughter, and lots of conversations. The little ones will show off. The big ones will look for a nap. But all around that day and every day for the child of God is a spirit of thankfulness. There are four steps to thankfulness. First, we have to say it, express it, your thankfulness. Then we need to pray it, tell the Lord. The next step comes straight out of our verse today. It is to sing it. The thankful heart is a joyful heart. A thankful heart is upbeat, positive, and optimistic. The thankful heart sings. We tend to sing when we are in a good mood. And here in our verse, we're told to sing with thankfulness to God. Thankfulness in our hearts. Sometimes we try to sing in pitch. We try to sing in tune. But those things are secondary to singing with thankfulness in your heart to the Lord. We think of the example of the Apostle Paul, late at night, sitting in a Philippian jail, hurting because he had been beaten. And there he's singing praises to God. That example from Acts 16 humbles and shames most of us. Singing out loud, so loud that others could hear me, is not on our list of things that we like to be doing. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that I'd be complaining and mad because what had happened. But the apostle was singing. In the dark, he is singing. Hurting, he is singing. Singing with thankfulness has a way of turning our mood around. If we are not careful, we pick up on the way others act and feel. It's easy to jump on the bandwagon of complaining. It's easy to see everything that is wrong. But to sing with thankfulness will bring a ray of sunshine that is there. It has a way of changing our perspective and opening our eyes to things that we have failed to see. We have lots of songs that surround thanking the Lord. We ought to. That's an important aspect of our relationship with Him and our walk together with one another. It seems that ancient Israel forgot that. We can do the same thing. For Israel, rather than thanking, they complained. And that complaining got old very quickly and it irritated God. Their hearts did not show an attitude of gratitude. They were demanding more. They were wanting other things. Unhappy, not content, selfish. Put those three things in a pot and stir them around a couple times, and you get a heart that sees nothing to be thankful about. Have you noticed how often children like to sing? They learn the alphabet, the books of the Bible, and other things through songs. They often sing in their Bible classes. We adults are much better than that, we think. We don't sing nearly as much as our children do, and it could be that is why we often struggle with being thankful. It's hard to sing a happy song without smiling. Just think about some of our hymns that focus upon being thankful. There is Thank You, Lord. There is Sing and Be Happy. There is Count Your Many Blessings, name them one by one. There's Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. There is This Is My Father's World. Great songs, great reminders. Maybe as you gather with your family for Thanksgiving, you can find a moment for everyone to sing. Sing a song of praise and thankfulness to God. Sing from your heart. Sing realizing how wonderful God has been to you. We have hope, life, direction, purpose, salvation, and love through the Lord. It's because of Jesus that we stand and fight another day. It's because of Jesus that we know the worst is really not all that bad. It's because of Jesus that we know that things will only get better. It's because of Jesus that there will never be a the end to our story. Singing with thankfulness in your hearts to the Lord. Sing it and sing it out. Thank you for listening this day.